farm or what, but it isn't like a garden. You generally have a big space for corn and cotton, things like that.
A fence made out of wood. Baby whites usually call what kind of fence?
Well, most of the time it's just called a little picket fence.
What do you call the kind of fence that can injure cattle?
Well, is that a barbed wire fence?
Can you name any other kinds of fences that are made out of wood?
Well, they have rail fences.
What's it look like?
Well, they just have these long boards instead of the little short boards up and down. And they sometimes are cut in grooves and laid, and then other times they're just nailed onto a post.
What was you talking about, more than one post, what do you call it?
Post.
What might you call a fence or a wall made of loose stone or rock?
Well, I think you'd say rock. Stone walls.
Oh.
I have seen rock walls, too. They called them rock walls. They were made out of just small rock. And these rocks had been there for years. And they weren't put together with cement or anything. I don't know. Seemed to me like this was in Virginia that we saw on our trip one time.
I've never seen any of that.
Yes. And they were up about this high. And all around the front yards and different places, you know, those big colonial homes. And they just like they were when they put them up there. And they tell me they didn't have any cement or anything in between them. They were just laid just so.
If you want to make a hen start laying, what do you put in her nest to fool her?
You put a glass egg. I've done that. I used to gather eggs.
Does it work?
Oh, yes. It helps them. Gives them incentive, I guess.
When you brought water back from the well, what did you use to carry it in?
A pail.
What did you use to carry milk in?
Well, now, they do have milk pails, and two, they have just regular bucket-like. So I don't know which one you'd say.
What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Well, they used to call them slop buckets. I don't know what they call them now.
What do you fry eggs in?
A skillet.
What's it made out of?
Well, sometimes iron, but now it's Teflon.
What about something real big and black that you used to put out in the back yard and boil your clothes in? What do you call it?
Pot.
What do you call the container that you put flowers in inside the house?
Well, it's called pot too, flower pot.
What if it's got just water in it and not the dirt?
Just water and not dirt.
Well, cut flowers that you get out of.
Oh, vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you are setting the table for supper?
Well, you have the knife and the fork and the spoon and the dessert fork and the salad fork.
If you have more than one knife, what have you got?
More than one knife? Knives.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must
wash
the dishes.
After
she washes the dishes, then she
dries them.
What does she do before she dries them?
Scalds them.
What do you call that cloth?
Unless you have a dishwasher.
Like I do at night. What do you call that cloth?